But I thought that I should ask him for some advice on marriage. He's been married a long time. I figured I should ask the older men in my life about some advice about marriage. And he was being funny, I know, but he said, "Son, be careful, because being married's like being in prison." And yeah, exactly. And but he was right. It's ridiculous. I've been married 2 months. I get my meals on time. I sleep in the same bed every night. And I get surprise sex in the shower. It's fantastic. It's amazing. They told me don't start with the prison rape stuff. And I was like, you don't know these people like I do. When we were in Vegas, I ran into my first group of religious fanatics. And if you don't know what I mean by religious fanatics, they're in all the major cities. They got the hateful messages written on the signs and they're screaming at people through megaphones and stuff. And I wanted to hear what they were talking about. So I crossed the street, and as soon as I got close to him, the guy with the megaphone piped up and said, "Las Vegas, you're all going to hell. Repent for your sins. Choose the right way, the one way, Jesus Christ, John 3:16. And I thought to myself, and for those of you that don't know John 3:16, that's not how it goes. I thought to myself, is that just what these guys do all the time? Just kind of say whatever hateful shit pops up into their head and throw a random Bible verse at the end of it to give it some weight? Like, we're not going to fact check? So I started jumping up and down going, "Las Vegas, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup, Isaiah 20:12. Yes, yes, yes. And I do believe it was in the book of Eucalyptus when Moses came down from the mountain and said, "God has placed these rules in my hands," and they say, "More money, more problems." Thank you so much, everybody.